Good morning. Come on in. I don't suppose you've had any problem noticing it's a little chilly out today. But that's good. This is the perfect place to be because we're going to worship. It's going to be athletic. So let it loose. Be free in the house. Amen. And now get your blood flowing. Warm yourself up physically and spiritually. Yeah, come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to worship freely and openly, publicly, Lord. We step into that place right now, Lord, whatever you've called each one of us to do and be in the community around us, Lord, and the people that we see on a daily basis or maybe one chance crossing, Lord. Let us be that influence that turns hearts back to you, Lord, to you. Pour out the thirsty world, Lord. Father, we just worship you, and we're going to shout your name and let you know from the highest mountaintops, Lord, that you are Lord, and we worship you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
breath, every song, every minute, every thought. Jesus, we give it to you. Jesus, we release praise in this place. We release praise in this place. Praise and honor and glory for a good God and a worthy King. You are honorable, and you are good, and you are worthy, and you are loyal, and you are kind. Jesus, we honor you. We
version of the Bible today. It actually doesn't leave my house very often because it's kind of big. But maybe a quick promotional. This is a really good Bible if you happen to be a patriot in the United States of America. It's got a lot of great stuff in it that's inserted in there along with the scripture. We truly are a Christian nation. Yes, Lord. So I was asking the Holy Spirit what to talk about today, and I heard the word community service. And so I was happened to be reading this pretty close to this section of the scripture this morning, and he led me to this little section here that's actually written by Davy Crockett. You know, sometimes we take things for granted in our society around us because they're kind of going on and have been going on, and we don't really think about the beginnings of it and how it got started. And someone had to start some of this stuff, you know. So this is about the beginnings of Braille. So Davy writes, "I met a blind boy sent by the teacher of the blind to invite me to visit the institution and that he would show me the way." We went and were introduced to the teacher. He asked me if I wished to hear some of them read. I said I did, and he ordered a little girl, perhaps 10 or 12 years old, to get her book, asked her to find a certain chapter in the Old Testament, and read it. She took up the book and fell with her fingers until she found it. He then told her to read, and she did so with a clear, distinct voice. This was truly astonishing, but on examining their books, I found that the letters were stamped on the underside of the paper so as to raise them above the surface of the upper side. And such was the keenness of their touch that by passing the end of the finger over the word, it served them for sight, and they pronounced the word. That kind of education astonished me more than anything I ever saw. I never saw happier people in my life. Could you go ahead and put the offering slide up? Now, we give you give up here in the basket during the next song, or in the back in the boxes, other ways you see online there. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunities that are around us, Lord, for each one of us to make a difference in our community. Whether it's continuing a legacy, Lord, or maybe starting something new that no one has ever even thought of before, Lord. Download to us your heart, Lord. Help us to be obedient to your call. Help us to put action to your words. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
A lot about this year and in the
Good morning. How's everybody doing today? Staying warm? That's good. I've got a confession to make. They say confession's good for the soul. So my soul's going to be better after I confess this. Last Sunday I was standing together with a couple guys, and Ben came and he goes, "So," as Ben would say, "So, which one of you three would like to do communion next week?" And I kind of backed away and pointed at the other two guys. That was the wrong answer. And Ben kind of laughed it off, and, he said, "Well, we'll be talking about it or whatever." I said, "Okay." Well, that night, God just, like he does to me, "Scott, you're supposed to do communion, and you're supposed to serve your brother because he asked you." I said, "Okay." So, the word for communion today is obedience. Not only for me, but there's two examples of obedience. Have you ever heard the phrase, to obey is better than sacrifice? Do you know where that comes from? It comes from the Bible, yes. That's good. It comes from 1 Samuel 15. God told King Saul back in the day to conquer a people. I can't remember who they were. I can look it up. But what he did is he did it, but he didn't do all of it. And God told him to annihilate these people, to take them out, to do away with them. Everything, all the animals, all the everything that they had, and he didn't do that. So he got his crown taken away from him. And the other example that we have of obedience is Jesus Christ. He obeyed and died on the cross for our sins. And he received the crown. And that's what God wants to speak to us today is, are we going to be obedient to what His call is in our life? When somebody comes up and asks you, "Hey, can you help me with this?" Or, "Hey, can you do this?" And God's waiting to see what your answer is going to be. Are you going to point to somebody else and say, "I'm doing too much, he can do it or she can do it," or whatever, when He's actually calling you to do it? I don't believe that you'll be totally fulfilled in your life until you walk in a life of obedience to Christ. Because that was His example to us. And that's what we do now in obedience, to remember what He did for us. So that's what we're going to do today. In my heart, that's what I want to do in my life, is walk in obedience. So let's pray. I'm going to pray for the body and the blood of Christ that was shed for you, for your sins. And we're remembering that today. Lord, I just thank you for your body. I thank you, Lord, that you were broken for our sins and our iniquities. And that you were broken for our sicknesses, that we might be healed. And Lord, we thank you for your blood that was shed for our sin, Lord, that you wiped it away when you died upon the cross and you shed your blood for us. Lord, we remember those things today, and we thank you for your obedience. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to be more obedient to you and to your word and to what you're doing in this world. We just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's partake today.
obedience is a gateway. It is not a submission. That struck me. Scotty, thank you for your obedience. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Step in and worship. At some point, it gets to where you can't see where Jesus stops and we begin. It kind of just becomes a seamless life together. Often in worship, that's where we see that manifest. Like right now, I feel that connection with Him. That seamless, almost undiscernible melding together with Him. Just let Him know how much you care for Him, how much you appreciate Him being in your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, worship team. We're going to transition to doing a few announcements. And I'm not sure who's going first. Okay.
We won't fight over it. Good morning, everyone. A few things I just wanted to remind you of or make you aware of. We have an amazing janitor over there. Jerry takes such good... And Elisa takes care of our bathrooms, so isn't it great coming in here and there's actually, you know, toilet paper, paper towel. Jerry's going to go on vacation, and so we have from March 16th through March 27th that we could use some help. The bathrooms will still be cleaned by Elisa, but the rest of the building needs to get cleaned. So if you're able to step up, you don't have to do the whole thing. We'd love it if you would like to, but if you just want to say, hey, I can make sure that the auditorium is going to be vacuumed once a week, or whatever part you're willing to step up and help, let me know, and I can schedule that for you. So again, that will be March 16th through March 27th. So thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. I just wanted to give... I didn't know you were here. I wanted to give a quick campus life update. So those of you who don't know, I work with Youth for Christ. We host campus life clubs in the local high schools once a week. The goal is students who don't know Jesus, but we reach students from all walks of their journey of faith, and most of the time we don't actually know where they stand. And so recently we've been given the word new life because over Christmas it kind of just like... took a dive, and normally it does that, but it was kind of a more steep dive than normal. So we were praying into what does that look like. And so God gave us this really cool competition between the two schools. There's two teams at each school. Each week they're competing for points. And at our campus life bonfire next week for spring break, they're going to have a final competition, and one team out of the four will win, and they will get campus life hoodies. But as I was praying into this and going a little bit further, I felt the Lord go, what a better representation than the undeserved grace and love of Jesus than to give everybody a hoodie that's an undeserved expression of grace and love. And so, can you put that slide up? That one, perfect, thank you. So we are looking for people to sponsor a hoodie for a student. It's about $50. We're going to have anywhere between 25 and 50 students. We don't really know exactly, and if they show up and they want one, we want to be able to give that to them. So if that's something you'd like to sponsor, you can follow the QR code and donate directly to YFC if you want a tax receipt. Halfway through the process, you'll be able to designate that it's for sweatshirts. If you just want to give cash, you can give it to Amity or I. But if you would like to be part of that story, we would love for you to sponsor a hoodie. So that's part one. Part two is, can you put the next slide up? Thank you. So some of you have heard of this before, but I have been part of hosting our annual baccalaureate service. This will be our fifth one. This is something that used to be a part of this community 20, 30 years ago. And the youth leaders and I in the last decade have been trying to bring it back. And we want, the purpose of this is for the graduating seniors to feel the faith community around them support and acknowledge their accomplishment just as much as everybody else. And so our ultimate goal would be every single ministry or church in this area be part of this. Now, this is only year five. That is a long-term vision, and each year we have more and more people being a part of it. So if you know a graduating senior who goes to church, school, or lives in this area, we want them to be a part of it. We have hand invitations that we'd love to personally give them. We are looking, the other part of this is we give out a scholarship, and the scholarship is different than most scholarships because it's not, oh, the student wrote an essay, and they wrote a really good essay. This scholarship is nomination only. So if you know a senior who's graduating who walks out the hands and feet of Jesus and you want to nominate them, contact me. It's not on this slide yet. We're still working on that. Or if you want to donate towards that scholarship, the scholarship will be as big or as little as the donations that come in. So if you know a senior, if you want to donate or nominate someone to the scholarship, come find me. And we would love for this to, the biggest thing is grow awareness. We want everybody to know that this is happening at Chugiak Auditorium on April 23rd.
That's good to know.
Okay, I need to say April 23rd. That's the wrong date. But our goal, like I said, for in 20 years for this to be a community event that everybody knows that happens. And one of the cool things that God's done with it that I didn't expect is it happens to be the first of their celebrations. So they're starting their senior celebrations by commissioning, by a centering and a focusing on the Lord, that they're only there because of what God's done, and helping them remember that as they get launched. And we get to worship in the Chugiak Auditorium, which is just really cool. So if you want to sponsor a hoodie, come find me, or there's that link. Or if you want any more information about the baccalaureate service or know a senior who is graduating, I'd love to give them a personal invitation. Thank you.
Really quickly, Saturday night at 6 o'clock here, we're going to watch David. Have you guys seen it? If you haven't seen it, you can see it here. It's just kind of a fun way to get us together as a family, young and old invited. You don't have to have children. The Shamara, you can come and watch with me. But really, we're gonna bring blankets and pillows and make it cozy in here and just fun. Have a little family night and watch the David movie. Like I said, young and old, everyone invited. 6 o'clock. If you want to bring other snacks, you can. But just an opportunity to be family. I think that's important in the midst of everything that's going on. Just come and be family. You're all welcome.
Awesome. Yeah, it's good to see stuff going on. So if we got any kids in the room, it's time to go downstairs. So you're welcome to go. So 3 years old through 12 years old today. And I'd like to pray as they go. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for arrows in the quiver, Lord. Just make them straight. We want them to fly true into their destiny, Lord. As they travel through life, to pick up the baton, Lord, and carry the legacy on. Thank you, Father. Amen. So we're going to transition now. Go ahead and meet and greet a little bit, and we'll be right back.